Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Yeah, it's been quite a while since the last podcast, and last one, depending on what happens tonight in my life or not. I don't even know how far back go. I think the last podcast I did was right after Doc died, and I was, like, losing my shit. And I'm still kind of losing my shit, and I've actually made more grievous errors of judgment than I have ever made in my life. So let me just try to catch you up to where I'm at. Alright, so as you all know, Doc died. And then guess who came back into my life right after that? Guess. Of course, Scott did. And what does Scott do best? Well, Scott helps me fuck my life up best. So, he pretty much pawned me off to somebody, in the saying that, you know, it would be safer for me to move to where I'm at now. We'll get more into that in a minute. I didn't know that's what was up. I thought he was just, you know, as Scott comes and Scott goes, that's what I thought was going on. And so he introduced me to this person who we seem to have quite a bit in common. And, you know, he lives in a place that's not where I was living. So I thought that it would be a safer area to live and all the stuff would stop. And, you know, my house was falling down and, you know, the story about all that and the neighborhood and all this shiesty shit that was going on there. So I kind of jumped at it, like, all right, you know, I was thinking about getting a house. I checked my credit. My credit was kind of not great, but not terrible. So, you know, I'm going into credit repair so I can buy a house and all that. And so moving into here and saving money seemed like a really good idea. Well, not so much. I'm kind of in a prison. I get yelled at everything I do. I feel like I've just kind of put myself into hell, basically. Anything I try to do to help around here is all wrong. Everything I do is wrong. I can't do anything right at all. And last night I was basically raped. So you know, there's that. So and I don't know what to do. Alright, so let me just backtrack here. So what happened yesterday is this guy is allergic to wasps and stuff, and he got stung by a wasp in the face and his mouth, and he went to the hospital, so I had, like, you know, a couple free hours to pull some shit together, you know, without him being, like, over my, having his thumb over me, and, you know, so he's working with Scott. Scott's working with him, so Scott's the one who comes to tell me that, you know, the guy's in the hospital, and, you know, I should have been, like, upset and, you know, for him and all, but I was grateful to have a little bit of freedom to finally be able to do something, like, get laundry done and breathe and, you know, stuff like that. Well, Scott overextended his stay, as Scott tends to do, and no, we didn't do anything because, first of all, now I know the truth about Scott, that he's actually been in a relationship with this same woman for the past 9-something years, and, she's not in jail in New Mexico, like he told me, and she's actually his bitch, and, so he's lied to me about that the whole time, and that was kind of a wake-up call, you know, that, this person that I was willing to fucking give my life up for was actually nothing but a pathological liar, and had never told me the truth ever. We knew this, though, right? We knew this. I knew this from Devastated, and I knew this from Dumbest in the Room. I knew this shit, but I didn't know it. Right, I never had the confirmation that it was really true, that he had this woman that was his old lady, and she was there. That was his bitch, and she was there permanently all the time. So, you know, that was devastating to find that out. So I lost Doc. Scott's no longer an option in my life. I gave up my freedom. I gave up my trailer. And now I'm here in this town of fucking darkness and weirdness and nothingness, and I'm struggling. I am so struggling, and I mean, I know I always tell everybody to stay alive, you know, and do your best to stay alive, but right now, man, I am fucking pressed to find a reason for me to stay alive. There's nothing. I have nothing. You know, I have the new dog, and he's actually pulling his weight. He's actually coming through like a soldier, but he deserves better than me. He deserves better than this. He deserves to be able to, like, go outside and walk and have a life, and, this is not a life, what I'm living right now. I don't know what it is. It's not even a half life. It's not even a life. It's nothing. It's just, basically, I'm nothing. I can't do anything, And I'm just basically here now for this guy to fucking rub one out on and just fucking be nothing. I have no options. I don't know where to go. There's nothing I can do. And I'm fucking stuck. I'm so stuck. I'm trying to find the silver lining. I am. I'm fucking trying so hard to figure out what it is that I should do next to get out of here and better my life. But I don't even know if it matters anymore because I don't know who I am anymore. I've lost my whole foundation. When Doc died, I lost the basis of who I was. Now, without Scott, you know, there's no love. You know, I have no home. And I, you know, I'm every day is a threat of homelessness. So if I don't let this guy do whatever he wants to me now, I'm homeless. And homeless in a town that I don't know. And I don't know any people. And I'm just doomed. And talk about fucking bad decision making. I mean, I fucking screwed myself up the ass this time around hard, and I don't even know if there is a way out of it or not. You know, I don't know. I really fucking don't know. And I'm scared to death, you know. Every day I'm scared to death. I'm scared to move. I'm scared to breathe. I'm scared to think because everything is wrong. Everything I do is wrong. I never get a thank you for anything I do because everything is wrong. I can make dinner. It's wrong. I can do the laundry. It's wrong. I can, you know, fucking take care of his dogs. It's wrong. And already my self-esteem has already shot the fucking shit. And I'm finding out about Scott that, you know, he's been lying to me for all this time. And then, you know, giving up my trailer, although it was a piece of shit and at least I had something, and I couldn't be homeless, and it was the stupidest fucking thing I ever did in my life, was to give that up, because the option of homelessness looms every day in front of me like a carrot. I don't know what it is that I'm gonna do wrong that is gonna be the threat, and I've got a backpack, don't know where the fuck I'm gonna go when I get thrown out of here. I don't have any idea what I'm gonna do, yeah, I'm struggling. I should probably be impatient, but then what, right? Because then I need an address to be released at, so I'll stay impatient for the remainder of my life, which maybe isn't the worst idea, actually. Maybe that is the worst idea, because at least then I might have actually more freedom being impatient than I do here. I see I hit 20,000. Thank you guys, really, I'm amazed by that. I haven't checked this since I moved here. I wasn't even gonna do this. I'm not saying this is the final one. This could be the final one. It depends on tonight. I'm not saying I'm gonna kill myself, but I'm not saying I'm not, because I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. I'm just so confused and optionless and hurt, and I'm so disappointed in myself for giving up my own life like this, because it was stupid. I could have stayed in Running Bear. I mean, it was horrible. I don't know. Maybe if I can just freaking hold out until next month and make it here without getting killed or getting thrown out, get a tent and fucking just tent it through the winter and just, you know, and just bank money that way. But I don't know, guys. I'm fucking lost right now. I really am. I'm trying so hard to fucking save face on this, but it doesn't matter what I do, you know? Look at them the wrong way. I'm gonna get killed, you know? And, I've asked a couple people, like, if I can move in with them, and I haven't, like, actually checked back on anything, because I don't feel like I'm worth anything to even save. So, and I think he's back, so let me finish this up, and, I'll try to get a part two in later, alright? So, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar, and, hey, let's all stay alive, alright? Later. Hi, this is Dawn Shireen of Dancing with Bipolar. As we all know, COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease, however. Wash your hands, avoid touching your face, including your mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay home and away from other sick people, except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. That's cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.